So I'm calling this September 9th, 2020 Board of Forestry meeting to order. We are live streaming this meeting on YouTube, and this public meeting will be abbreviated today with no public comment available. As many of you already know, recent fire events have required a concentrated effort in coordination, resources, and response by the Department of Forestry. So we appreciate the presenters' flexibility and public's understanding as we modified today's agenda. We want to ensure our viewers online can follow along. So before we start, I'll go over a couple of housekeeping tips to keep us on track. For board members participating, please silence your cell phones and limit background noises. Remember to use the mute feature when you are not speaking and the chat function on Zoom to connect with our ODF support team in Salem during the meeting if you experience any technical difficulties. Additionally, members of the public, we ask that if you would like to submit written testimony for item one, which is the only item we will have after our consent agenda today, and enter that into the record, please send in your comments by September 23rd. This will help in the preparation of our board's meeting minutes. With that, any questions from board members or others? Okay, if not, we'll do a roll call to confirm that we have a quorum for today's consent agenda items. Nils Christofferson.
Present.
Cindy Deacon-Williams. And we understand Cindy will join us if and when she can. Joe Justice.
Here.
Jim Kelly.
Here.
Brenda McComb. I guess you're muted, Brenda, but I see you.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Mike Rose.
Here.
And I'm Tom Imeson, so we have a quorum today. We'll move first to the consent agenda items. Board members, you'll note that these have been modified. Is there a motion for approval of items A through D?
So moved.
Mike moves. Is there a second?
I will second.
Okay, Joe seconds. Thank you. Any discussion? Then all those, we'll do this as another roll call. So those in favor, please signify by saying aye when I call your name. Nils Christofferson.
Aye.
Cindy Deacon-Williams is not joined yet. Joe Justice.
Aye.
Jim Kelly.
Aye.
Brenda McComb.
Aye.
Mike Rose.
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. So we will now go to Peter Doherty, who will introduce item one and our only item, the 2020 fire season update.
Thanks, Tom. This has been a terrible week for many Oregonians. There have been evacuations ongoing throughout the state since last Monday evening, and initial reports indicate widespread damage to several small towns with a heartbreaking number of homes and businesses lost. While we're doing all we can to catch fires as they start, on these larger fires, we've primarily been focusing on life safety and point protection, evacuations, and keeping people safe. We're also working to take care of our own people. Folks have been working nonstop in a very chaotic, dangerous, and emotional difficult situation. Members of our ODF family have been evacuated, and in some cases have lost their homes and belongings. In addition to these terrible personal losses folks have experienced, there was also a professional one as well, with our Lions office have been destroyed last evening. It's a very dynamic situation, and with that, I'll turn it over to Travis Medema.